can you talk to me about what the university's response to these instances has been? Were you surprised to see stuff like this?
Obviously, you know, you never want to have any student feel targeted or to have these kinds of things happening on campus. In a community of 20-some thousand people, there are always conflicts and negative experiences that are going on. These have been happening, obviously, constantly below the radar for years and years and years. And I think recently, because more and more students are knowing how to act, in this particular incident, a student walking down the hall saw the negative message, took a photo of it, erased it, reported it. So, of course, it comes to our attention, and we're able to provide, surround the student targeted with support. And similarly, with the posters around campus, again, they were noticed right away, reported, removed. And that's the kind of proactive community we're trying to cultivate, is that people don't just ignore something or say, that's not, you know, I'm not involved or something like that. We're getting more and more a community that knows to act in these kind of situations.
Are the incidents increasing, or is it just that our attention to them is increasing?
We don't know. When in the era of not reporting, you can't say how many incidents there were. I think that one hopes that this really is more about a greater confidence in our the institution's response and ability to handle things, and a greater education on the part of the community to act when things happen. But we also know that incidents like this have arisen around the nation. We are in a more negative climate. There is a sensibility that seems to feel freer to express this kind of hostile message. So it's probably a both and. There actually are probably more such incidents, and they are more likely to come to light and have people act on them.
So both incidents were, hate messages on whiteboards.
Yeah.
Have you been able to track down the perpetrators? Is there any way to know, you know, who on campus is doing stuff like this?
So these incidents are investigated by OCRI, our Office of Civil Rights and Institutional Equity. Those investigations are confidential. They are ongoing investigations, and there are a variety of means follow up on these kinds of incidents.
Can you talk a little bit about this group that was posting posters on campus and how that came about? I mean, did they come up here to post these white nationalist posters on campus?
The group is not a large group, but it is a documented hate group by the FBI, and we actually were in touch with the FBI. They operate largely through the internet, so their materials are downloadable and sent through the mail and that kind of thing. So again, it's not as if people jumped in some vehicle and drove to Mount Pleasant. We don't know that.
Meaning that someone presumably in Mount Pleasant had to print them off and put them up.
Again, we have no idea. Yeah. Maybe somebody in the state of Michigan that, drove up here. I mean, that's not something we know.
Talk to me about what can be done, what is being done, both to, I think, reject these ideas on campus and to make sure that these communities, whether they be LGBTQ or, the African-American students on campus, feel safe.
I think that we are working hard to promote and disseminate the values that CMU holds that are clearly spelled out in respect and integrity and compassion and the many attributes that we hope our community embraces. I should have mentioned that, the hate group does follow these kinds of incidents around the nation and typically appears on a campus at a time when an incident takes place. And as I said, it was pretty clear both from the rally, the public rally that was held, as well as the many letters and expressions of support for our transgender community, that the vast majority of our campus rejects this kind of messaging, is totally on board with a message of inclusion and equity here at CMU. We're proud of that and glad that so many people are working in that alliance.